WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom for navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, developing emotional intelligence and awareness. Ever feel like you're just reacting to situations instead of truly understanding them? You know that feeling when your emotions are running the show, leaving you saying or doing things you regret later? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can learn to be more mindful, more aware, and ultimately, more in control. Think of emotional intelligence like a superpower. It's about understanding not just our own feelings but also those around us. It's about recognizing the subtle cues, the unspoken words, the emotions bubbling beneath the surface. And trust me, this isn't just some fluffy concept. It's a game changer in every area of your life, from relationships to work to personal growth. So, what are some practical ways to level up our emotional intelligence? Let's break it down. First, active listening is key. It's not just about hearing the words someone says. It's about truly understanding their message, even the unspoken parts. Pay attention to their tone, body language, and facial expressions. Ask clarifying questions to ensure you're on the same page. Remember, sometimes people need a safe space to just be heard, and that's where your active listening skills shine. Next, cultivate self-awareness. This means taking time to check in with yourself regularly. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling it? Are there any triggers pulling your strings? Journaling, meditation, or even just a few minutes of quiet reflection can help you connect with your inner world. The more you understand your own emotional landscape, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the complexities of others. Third, manage your emotions effectively. We all have good days and bad days, but learning to regulate our emotional responses is crucial. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a step back. Practice deep breathing exercises, find healthy outlets like exercise or creative expression, and avoid reacting impulsively. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about responding to them with wisdom and grace. Now, let's talk about empathy. This is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's putting yourself in their shoes, seeing the world from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Empathy builds bridges, fosters connection, and creates a more compassionate world. Finally, communicate effectively. This means expressing your feelings clearly and respectfully, while also actively listening to others. Use I statements to own your emotions, avoid blaming or attacking, and focus on finding solutions together. Remember, communication is a two-way street. It requires both giving and receiving with openness and honesty. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and a colleague just dropped a bombshell announcement that impacts your team. You might feel overwhelmed with anxiety, maybe even a touch of anger. But instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to practice what we've discussed. Acknowledge your feelings. I'm feeling a bit anxious about this change. Actively listen to your colleague's explanation. Understand their perspective and the reasons behind the decision. Seek clarification if needed. Ask questions to ensure you fully grasp the situation. Communicate your concerns constructively. Express your thoughts and feelings calmly and respectfully, focusing on finding solutions together. You see how this plays out? By applying these emotional intelligence skills, you can navigate challenging situations with grace and clarity. Remember, developing emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the small wins along the way. You've got this. Now go out there and rock your day, knowing that you have the power to choose how you respond to life's inevitable ups and downs. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know what resonated with you, or if you have any questions about applying these concepts in your own life. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of strength and resilience. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.